Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 masterclass, where we're building a hot pants effects chain for that VHS rave color, the kind of dirt and glow that makes jungle, old school DNB, and ragga elements feel like they came off a worn tape copy of a pirate radio rave. This is not about wrecking your sounds completely. We are aiming for a controlled vintage smear, something colorful, a little unstable, a little torn up, but still strong enough to live in a modern mix. Think rave sheen on top, cassette grit in the mids, wobble in the stereo image, and that filtered dubby space that makes everything feel alive. A really important mindset here is, think in layers, not one giant mega effect. The most convincing VHS rave sounds usually come from a clean core with a damaged layer underneath it, or from a chain that adds character gradually instead of smashing everything at once. And as we go, keep an ear on the low mids around 200 to 600 Hz. That's the vintage zone. But it's also where things can turn cardboard fast if you overdo it. Let's start with the right kind of source material. This chain works best on elements that need personality. Great candidates are ragga vocal chops, chopped MC phrases, Hoover stabs, rave chords, sampled breaks, FX sweeps, reamped percussion, short bass rebounces, and dub sirens. I would not put the full chain directly on your sub bass unless you're doing it in parallel. Sub frequencies should usually stay clean and stable. In jungle and drum and bass, the low end is too important to smear up unnecessarily. So, in Ableton, take the audio track or group you want to process and add an audio effect rack. If you want to keep this flexible, you can save it as your own Hot Pants VHS chain preset later. For an even better workflow, you can create two chains inside the rack, one clean chain and one dirty chain. That gives you blend control, and it lets you keep definition while still getting the grime. If you're using this on a return track, you can preserve transients and keep the mix cleaner. If the source itself needs to be completely transformed, then use it like an insert. Now let's build the chain. First up is EQ8. This goes first because we want to clean up anything that will just make the later stages muddy. For vocals, stabs, FX, and tops, try a high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If the source is extra muddy, go a bit higher, maybe around 250 Hz or more. If it feels boxy, a gentle dip around 300 to 500 Hz can help. And if you want a little tape brightness before the lo-fi stages, a slight shelf boost around 8 to 12 kHz can be nice. The reason we do this first is simple. If you feed distortion and modulation too much low-end junk, the chain gets cloudy fast. For amen breaks, though, don't overclean. A little low mid residue can be exactly what gives jungle its body and character. Next, at saturator. This is your warm-up stage. Start with about 3 to 7 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and try a curve-like analog clip or soft sign. Then trim the output so the bypassed and processed levels are matched. That last part matters a lot. If it sounds better only because it's louder, you're not really hearing the effect clearly. Saturator is great for giving ragga vocals that cassette edge, making rave stabs denser, and giving break transients more authority. After that, bring in roar if you have it in Live 12. If not, use overdrive. This is where the chain starts sounding like damaged rave gear instead of just warm. With roar, aim for a mid-forward mode, keep the tone focused in the mids, and don't let the low end get out of hand. With overdrive, try a frequency somewhere between 600 Hz and 2 kHz depending on the source, drive around 10 to 30%, and keep the dry wet in a moderate range, maybe 20 to 50%. This is a great stage for automation too. You can ride the drive during transitions and get that feeling of the system leaning harder as the section builds. Now add redux. This is one of the most important devices in the whole chain for that VHS rave color. It gives you digital lo-fi, sample rate grime, and the rough edges that make things feel sampled from an old tape or sampler. Try downsampling between 2x and 6x, bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits, and keep the dry wet anywhere from 10 to 35% to start. The key here is subtlety on sustained parts, but you can let redux bite harder on vocal edits, stab hits, fill sounds, one-shot FX, and break chops. Even a tiny amount on a break can make it feel like it came from some old rave sampler, without killing the punch. Next comes chorus ensemble. This is your VHS wobble and width stage. Use chorus or ensemble mode, keep the amount or depth low to medium, and set the rate somewhere slow to moderate. If the source can handle width, you can open it out to about 110 to 130%, but don't get reckless here. Dry wet around 10 to 25% is a solid starting point. This is what gives you the unstable pitch motion and analog smear that feel like worn tape. It sounds amazing on ragga chops and atmosphere, but be careful on monocritical sounds. A bass stab can lose focus quickly if this is too strong. Now let's add echo. This is the dub space that gives the whole chain attitude. Start with a time value like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted 1/8 depending on the groove. Set feedback around 15-35%. Roll off the lows below roughly 200-400 Hz, and add moderate saturation if needed. Keep the dry wet around 10-25%. The goal is not a pristine digital delay. We want tape delay on a sound system. For ragga chops, short slap echoes work brilliantly. For stabs, a dub throw on the tail can sound huge. And for transitions, tempo-synced ghost repeats can be pure gold. A really classic move is automating echo only on the last word of a vocal phrase or the last hit of a stab pattern. After echo, add filter delay or delay if you want even more movement and fragment-like tails. Sync it to 1/16, 1/8, or 1/4. Keep the feedback low, and filter the repeats so they degrade. This creates messy but musical fragments that feel very pirate radio jungle. It shines on chopped vocal throws, one-shots, fills, and effects swells before a drop. If you want a cleaner result, skip this stage. If you want maximum rave relic energy, keep it in. Now bring in drum bass. This is excellent for making the whole chain feel like it's going through a club system. Start with drive around 5-20%, crunch around 5-15%, and only add boom if the source actually needs extra weight. If it does, tune it carefully. Transient can go slightly positive for percussion or slightly negative for softer loops. Dry wet around 20-50% is a useful starting range. Drum bass can really help an amen chop or a percussion loop land with that punchy grime that sits between modern polish and old-school bite. Just be careful if the source is already heavily saturated, because too much drum bass can flatten everything. Then use utility. This is your width control and safety check. Set width anywhere from 80-100% depending on the source, and use bass mono if needed on low elements. Use gain here to match the output level of the chain, again making sure you're comparing fairly. If the sound gets too wide and fuzzy, pull it back. In drum and bass, width matters, but low-end focus wins. Finally, add auto filter. You can place it at the end or near the start depending on the role you want it to play, but for this lesson I like it near the end, because it turns the whole chain into a performance tool. Try LP24 or Bandpass for classic movement, automate the cutoff for intro sweeps and build tension, and use resonance moderately for that old rave drama. A touch of drive can help if the sound needs extra bite. This is where the chain starts behaving like part of the arrangement, not just a static insert. Automate the filter across 8-bar phrases, breakdowns, call and response moments, and pre-drop tension sections. That language is very much in the world of jungle and old-school rave. So the full starting chain is IQ8, saturator, roar or overdrive, redux, chorus ensemble, echo, filter delay or delay, drum bass, utility and auto filter. Now let's talk about how to use it in actual DNB sessions. On ragga vocals, high pass hard enough to remove mud, add light saturation for presence, use chorus subtly for that cassette vibe, throw echo on the phrase endings, and automate the filter for that call and response energy. You want the vocal to feel like it's moving through space, not just sitting dead center. On amen breaks, keep the cleanup gentle. Use saturation and drum bass for punch, sprinkle in very light redux for old sampler texture, and use chorus only if you want a weird washed breaktop layer. Keep the sub-frequencies separate. The break needs to stay energetic and clear enough to drive the tune. On stabs and hoovers, you can push the drive harder and use more noticeable reduction. Echo and delay make the stab feel like an old rave record, and filter sweeps can turn a simple chord hit into a breakdown weapon. On atmospheres, go deeper with chorus ensemble, allow more echo feedback, add a little more redux, and automate filter movement slowly. That gives you floating VHS haze without destroying the musical content. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't process the sub like everything else. That usually leads to unstable, unfocused, facey low end. Second, don't overdo redux. A little goes a long way, and too much can make the source brittle instead of nostalgic. Third, don't put chorus on everything. It can blur the groove really fast. Fourth, watch your gain staging. Distortion, delay, and drum bass all add level, so trim each step. Fifth, keep the low end out of delays as much as possible, because echo repeats with too much bass will clog the mix. And sixth, remember arrangement context. A chain can sound amazing solo and still be too smeary once the bass line and vocals come in. Always a slash B in the full track. If you want a darker, Heavier DNB version, try some advanced variations. One great option is parallel distortion. Make a second chain with heavier saturation and redux. Then blend it quietly under the clean chain. That gives you extra weight and attitude without losing the punch of the main sound. Another great approach is frequency splitting. Keep the low band mostly clean or only lightly saturated, and process the mid and high band more aggressively with chorus, redux, echo, and filter movement. That's excellent for ragga phrases, break edits, and stab stacks because the bottom stays stable while the top gets all the VHS personality. You can also make a movement-only rack. Use chorus ensemble, echo, auto filter, and subtle utility width changes for transitions and fills. That gives you motion without needing heavy distortion every time. And for special moments, make a more extreme bad tape rack with stronger downsampling, more feedback, darker filtering, narrower stereo, and bigger resonance sweeps. Use that only for a few bars before a drop or as a call-out effect, because if it happens too often, it loses impact.